Normally when I read the gospel and the scripture passages for Sunday and in preparing my homily, usually there's a lot of pious thoughts that come up, maybe other scripture passages or quotes from Christ or stories from the lives of the saints or things of that nature. But this week, I have to be honest, there was a very not pious thought that kept coming to mind as I prepared with these readings. Simply, Tom Brady. Tom Brady is the current quarterback of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He's won 7 Super Bowls, formerly with the Patriots. I do not like Tom Brady. I would use a probably unchristian word, starting with an H and rhyming with the number 8, right, to describe my feelings towards Tom Brady. But the reason that he kept coming to mind as I read these readings is that for Tom Brady, the most important thing is winning football games. It's being a quarterback for as long as he can, for as good as he can be, to win football games and Super Bowls. And so that doesn't just mean that he does things as best as he can when it's forced upon him, right? It's not just about what he does at practice and what his coaches ask of him. But 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. The amount of sleep that he gets, how much water he drinks, the fact that he eats avocado ice cream, for what reason I don't know. But all of those things are his choosing to take on these things, choosing to suffer for the sake of his ultimate goal. That he doesn't want to leave any stone unturned. He wants to go to great lengths in order to achieve that. To know that he did everything he possibly could to win football games. Now, to me, sometimes that looks like he gets lucky and cheats. I'm not saying that that happens, but I can't deny that it might happen either, but that's okay. But I think his example of doing all things to achieve his goal is really what Christ is getting at in our gospel. That when James and John come and say, Lord, we want to sit at your right and at your left to have great positions of power and authority, to be honored in your glory in heaven, Jesus has to redirect them. It's not that what they want is a bad thing, but he knows that they don't understand how to get there. They don't understand the cup that he is going to drink, and his baptism is actually the cross. Is actually his suffering and passion. And I think when we hear that, we start to hear things that are imposed upon Jesus or upon us. Surprises that we weren't ready for, that we just have to deal with in this life. And then in some way, Jesus just kind of got through his passion and suffering. But instead, Jesus in today's gospel says he came to serve rather than to be served. To lay down his life as a ransom for others. In other words, he's saying that he chooses the suffering that he's going to endure. That he freely chose the physical suffering of the cross. Freely chose to be betrayed by one that he chose and walked with for 3 years. That none of those were things that just happened to Jesus. But instead he said, I will go out of my way to choose it out of love for us, all of humanity, and out of love and obedience to the Father. That I would say, like Tom Brady going to great lengths to win football games, Jesus is trying to say he will go to any length to show his love for us. He will go to any length to bridge that gap that is sin and disobedience. He'll go to any length to span that gap and offer us the life of eternity in heaven. There's nothing that he won't do, not because it's forced upon him, but that he'll always choose it out of love for us. So what it means in the second reading when it talks about we have one who is like us, because we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weakness. Because Christ chose to become man born of Mary, to live those years and to undergo all that suffering, freely choosing that, he is able to sympathize with everything we encounter in this world. The sense of loss, the sense of uncertainty with our future, the joys and sorrows that come about us in life. All of that Jesus is familiar with. That he wanted to do that out of love for you. So there would be nothing that you would go through in this life and say, well, I'm the only one that can deal with this. I'm the only one that knows this pain or this trial. Because he is always able to sympathize, to understand, and to lead us back to the Father. And so like his disciples, we're challenged also to actually choose to take on those sufferings, to say and show how far we will go out of love for Christ and our neighbor. Now, that might sound like something that will only happen many years down the road if we're asked to do something really difficult or if there's terrible persecution. But I think it actually comes to us on a weekly, if not daily basis. There's all sorts of opportunities for us to freely choose to serve those around us rather than seeking to be served or to put ourselves at the center of attention. Reminds me of a story from a Catholic evangelist, Matt Fratt. I was listening to his podcast, and he said he was really frustrated a few weeks ago with his wife. His wife had gotten sick, and the sickness had kind of taken her out for longer than they had anticipated, and so she couldn't do as much stuff around the house and do the things she normally did, so he was having to do all these things that she normally did that cut into his work and his normal schedule. And he said he just kept getting kind of frustrated and kind of angry with this. And so he said he went to confession, and he confessed this to the priest, and honestly, the priest wasn't very nice about it. He said, "Sorry, but I think on your wedding day, you kind of made a promise about this, didn't you? Say, I promised to be faithful, to love you in good times and in bad, in sickness and in health. This sounds like one of those sickness times." Right? The promising to love you and be faithful to you in sickness isn't just to care for you and bring you food and medicine. But it means when I have to take on some extra burdens, another way to say that, when I have to suffer, not doing what I normally do or I'm used to, not doing what my schedule or preferences would dictate, that I actually freely choose that suffering out of love and service for my wife and family. And he said he was really challenged by that because he said, you know, I think of myself as trying to be a good father and husband all the time. And yet I had let myself get so fixated on myself, on how I felt and how frustrated I was, instead of just seeing this opportunity to lay down my life for my bride, to actually love and serve her in a very generous way rather than just in the way that I normally do, the way that comes natural and easy to me. Brothers and sisters, I think that's what we're called to follow Christ, the suffering servant, to lay down our lives in service of him and our neighbor, simply to see in our daily life all sorts of opportunities to suffer. Maybe not physical suffering, maybe not anything altogether that terrible, but simply to say, I will put your needs in front of mine. I'll adjust my schedule in favor of yours. Not because I have to, but because I freely choose to do so out of love, just as Christ freely became man and suffered on the cross out of love for me. That is the cup that we want to drink after our Lord. That's the baptism that he calls us to be baptized with. Brothers and sisters, in this Mass, let us first thank God for that great gift of his Son, that he chose to come and be like us to sympathize with our weaknesses and our human condition, to thank him for freely choosing to suffer out of love and service for us. But also let us pray to have the grace and confidence to do the same, to not be focused on just our own wants and desires, but to see in those moments of difficulty, of struggle, even of frustration, as moments that we can suffer for others, that we can choose their good above our own. I like Tom Brady wanting to win football games. We can show that the life of heaven, a union with God, is something we will go to any length to achieve. That out of love for him and our neighbor, we will do all things, even in suffering and pain, in order to serve and to love as he loves us.